A year after ChatGPT's introduction, the once skeptical Beltway establishment is now viewing it as a vital asset for government efficiency. This paradigm shift reflects aspirations for streamlined processes like faster passport renewals and more effective tax fraud detection. The narrative in Washington has evolved from apprehensions about AI's potential dangers to a widespread acceptance of chatbots. The implementation of blanket bans has been replaced by President Biden's directive to federal agencies to appoint chief AI officers and to ensure employee access to secure and reliable generative AI. Diverse applications of AI are emerging. In Northern Virginia, tech companies are creating tools to expedite government paperwork processing. Intelligence agencies envision AI aiding in autonomous satellite repairs. Furthermore, contractors are keen on developing advanced surveillance technologies powered by AI. Concerns about an AI arms race with China have become a common topic, especially considering China's edge in producing STEM graduates. However, the U.S. maintains a lead in AI startups, as noted by the White House. Vice Admiral Frank Whitworth, director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, emphasizes the critical role of AI in space imaging. AI's capability to process and identify anomalies in Earth's photos is particularly valuable, as it offers consistent, tireless analysis. ChatGPT's integration into the federal workforce, numbering 2.2 million, has been swift. It started with employees using it for drafting emails and presentations, and has evolved to more specialized applications, like Appian's recent development of a contract writing tool for the U.S. Army. The broader impact is significant. AI is being employed to digest extensive legal and governmental texts, aiding in rapid decision-making. This is epitomized by AI's potential to become a specialist in niche areas, such as interpreting specific labor contract clauses for military projects. While AI offers immense promise in cutting through bureaucratic red tape, concerns about accuracy remain. To address this, AI models are being tailored to rely solely on verified government documents to minimize errors. Federal AI regulations remain varied, but recent executive orders have brought greater clarity and expanded permissions for AI usage. For instance, the Department of Homeland Security now allows AI to generate initial document drafts for human review, as per a recent memo. As Washington continues to adapt to AI's capabilities, the focus remains on harnessing its potential responsibly, ensuring that human oversight complements the efficiency and accuracy that AI brings to government operations.